The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Never ends on Merseyside, no matter what. The papers are full of transfer speculation. And of course, on Fan Friday, we want to talk to our boys. We've got Jay the Red on the line at the moment. We're just waiting to get hold of Mickey. Jay, good morning to you.
Morning, Al. You're okay?
Yeah, I'm fit and well. Hope you are too. Trawling through the papers, transfer speculation everywhere, isn't there? Who's going where? Who are Liverpool going to buy? And looking at the Echo, and it's Virgil van Dijk remaining central to the Reds' summer targets. Is that your view as well, that he'd be the one?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been known for quite a while now that Van Dijk's, you know, a top target for Liverpool this summer, and he's going to cost a lot of money, isn't he? And there was all the talk yesterday and the day before that, you know, there's been a few problems, hasn't he, with his wage structure. And, you know, Liverpool haven't really agreed a fee with Southampton yet, but I've been led to believe that, you know, we will pay the asking price for him, whatever Southampton wants. And, you know, he's a key player for Klopp this summer.
Yeah, yet another ex-Southampton man will end up at Anfield, eh? Southampton reserves.
We might as well just buy Southampton the club, hadn't we? The amount of money that was spent. I mean, I think we've spent over $100 million on their players over, you know, the last couple of seasons. And then if we're going to spend like maybe $50 million or more on Van Dijk, then, you know, it's a lot of money, isn't it? But, you know, they've been good additions, really. I mean, Lallana's been outstanding for Liverpool, like last season anyway. And, you know, the jury's still out on Lovren a little bit. But I think Klein's done quite well. You know, he's a decent right-back, isn't he? And then if you can get Van Dijk as well, he's pretty solid, isn't he?
He is indeed. Right, Mickey is with us now. Morning to you, Mickey.
Morning, Al.
Morning. What's happening with the Blues, Mickey? Before I went away for a week, I was waiting for this Ross Barkley statement to come back, and there's still nothing.
Yeah, I think they're all over the place at the moment, isn't it? I think, obviously, with Ronald Koeman coming out and probably making the statement about him saying that, you know, Ross had a week to go to make his mind up and that, I don't think that sort of done any favours, do you know what I mean? Because people were waiting for a comment, and then when it hasn't happened, I think everyone's left in limbo, aren't they? But I think with Ross Barkley, Al, I've got a feeling that, you know, the agents have got a lot to do with it. I think he's probably being badly advised. And I think, as I say, at the moment now, it's a bit of a standoff. You just don't know what's going to happen, do you? You don't know what's going to happen next.
Not at all. You don't know what's going to happen next in terms of the Lukaku saga as well, because many of the back papers this morning are linking him with maybe a move to Manchester United following the situation with Atletico Madrid and their transfer ban. Griezmann will probably stay there, and that means no move to United for him. So he might turn his attention to Lukaku. Would he fit in there? Should he go there?
I'm not too sure about that. I think what they've done is obviously, you know, with Griezmann sort of, you know, looking like he's not going to go now, I think they've probably put two and two together and come up with five. Obviously, you know, Mourinho wasn't a fan, was he? You know, going back to the Chelsea days, I think he missed a penalty, didn't he? And I think in one of the competitions, and, you know, that was it. They sort of had a little bit of a fallout, and I don't think Mourinho really rates him. So I can't see him going to United. I've got a feeling if he goes anywhere, Al, it obviously all depends on Costa. If he does go anywhere, I think it would be Chelsea, but I just think Lukaku will stay.
I'll tell you what, both of you lads will obviously have seen how much has been put in the coffers after the Premier League announced their figures yesterday in terms of TV revenue, etc. Liverpool earned a total of $146 million, Jay, from their fourth place finish with TV rights, etc. And Everton, $130 million. There's a fair bit to spend, isn't there?
Well, yeah. I mean, it'd be nice, wouldn't it, if Liverpool did, you know, FSG did release the purse strings this summer, because they've not really done it in the past too much, have they? I mean, you know, last season, I think Liverpool were the only club, weren't they, that they had a net spend, the only team in the Premier League where we had a net spend that was in profit. I think we were £12 million in profit. I think the nearest to us was maybe Southampton. They spent about £8 million. So £20 million turnaround, which, you know, for Liverpool to finish fourth as they did, to have like a positive net spend, it's quite remarkable, really, isn't it? But, you know, now that we're in the Champions League, we need to make this squad a little bit bigger. So we need to get a little bit more quality in now, because if we don't, we're just going to get, you know, we're just going to get left behind, because, you know, you can see already now with Man City, the signs that they've made, the money that they're spending on players. I don't expect Liverpool to go out and just splash the cash in that manner, because it's just not the way Liverpool work. But, you know, if you've got top targets like Van Dijk is, Obviously, like, we're after that Keita army from Leipzig, which I think might be an issue trying to get in because they're a rich club and they don't really need to sell. But then there's also talk of Mohamed Salah now as
the Roma. There is, yeah, back and on the radar.
We were meant to have offered, what, £30 million and they want £35-40. You just got to pay the money, haven't you, in this day and age?
Seems
now,
like it. Well, you know, you've just the money's there. That, yeah, the money's there. Incredibly, Liverpool were shown live on television, Jay, a record 29 times last season. It is a Premier League record. Quite incredible, isn't it? And even Everton, Mickey, were on 18 times live. And the figures are just astronomical, aren't they, nowadays?
Well, they are. And this is the thing, you know, I think it's all right having the money out. But, you know, as I say, everyone's getting money nowadays. So teams don't need to sell. And that's, you know, as I say, you're having money and having, like, sort of, you've got your targets and that, but as I say, you know, in the past where the teams would need to sell to earn some money, well, they don't have to anymore because they've, you know, they've all got the Sky money coming in. And as I say, it's going to be a little bit difficult because I think all the targets, I think we're probably going to be like sort of seventh in line, aren't we, after you've got all your Champions League teams and probably Arsenal are going to be before us. So it's going to be difficult to get, you know, to get the players in. As I say, it's easy enough to say, you know, let's go, we want him or we want, you know, certain players. But as I say, you know, with not having any Champions League football and as I say, and obviously you've got Arsenal there as well, I think, you know, sort of become like sort of seventh in line, which for me brings up the whole sort of Wayne Rooney thing out, which is, you know, the fact that he wants to potentially come to the club, if it is possible to get Wayne Rooney in, the fact that he is an Evertonian, I know people have said, oh, you know, sentiment and stuff like that, but if he wants to come, then I think we should get him because, as I say, it's not very often that you get a player of his quality that says, you know, I don't want to go and play for any of the other sort of big six. I want to come to Everton. So, as I say, if it's possible, you know, if he doesn't head off to China, then I'd go and get him. I'd go and snap him up with both hands.
Well, Jay was saying that just go and spend the money. There's a piece in The Echo today talking about goalkeepers. I mean, Everton were rumoured only this week to have had a bid rejected for Jordan Pickford of Sunderland, an £8 million bid, and they're holding out for a staggering £30 million. Would you pay that for a young goalkeeper, Mickey?
No, I wouldn't, to be honest, Al. You know, if you've got to pay the money, then you've got to pay the money, but I think the jury's still out a little bit on Jordan Pickford. I think, you know, he's still very, very young. Yeah, you know, he had an outstanding season last year, but to be fair, you know, as Sunderland's goalkeeper, you're going to be busy, aren't you? So he did.
Like, he's in the spotlight, yeah.
He was, yeah, absolutely. You know, I just think that he hasn't convinced me just yet. I think it was reported that Everton have offered £8 million, you know, and a couple of the fans were saying, well, that's ridiculous, you know, it's a stupid bid and that. But then it's come out, hasn't it, that Everton has said they haven't actually put a bid in for him. So, as I say, it's for me, though, if we're going to get a goalkeeper, I think I'd go for Joe Hart. He's tried, he's tested, he's the right age. I know he didn't have a great season last year over in Italy, but I think he's got a point to prove as well. You know, obviously, with what happened there at Man City, he is available. It nearly happened, I believe, didn't it, you know, last year. So, for me, he's the one that I'd go for. I think, as I say, he's tried and tested, and we'd get him at the right price.
What about you, Jay? Have you bought into Mignolet, or do Liverpool still need to search for a goalkeeper?
I've never been a massive fan of Mignolet, to be honest. I think the first three seasons he was pretty poor, and, you know, when we signed Karius, I had high hopes for him. I just thought, you know, obviously Klopp's identified that you need to improve in that position. He got Karius on board, but he was a bit disappointing as well, and, you know, he's only young, isn't he? You've got to give him a little bit more time. But to be fair to Mignolet, I thought he was very good last season. He didn't really let us down. He didn't make the usual mistakes that he tends to make in the first couple of seasons. So, you know, that's a positive sign, but he's got to back it up now this next season. And by all accounts, Liverpool aren't in the market for a new goalkeeper. So, you know, we are going to go with Mignolet and Karius. So just let's hope that he can maintain the form from last season.
Yeah, I think some of these players that come in from overseas do take time to adjust, don't they? So, you know, Karius is in a different league altogether, has just seen what it's all about. So you're probably right, but it does look like Mignolet is going to start the season as number one and Karius as the backup. And with Champions League football, well, you say, hopefully, Jay, there's still that playoff round to negotiate, isn't there? Everyone says Liverpool are in the Champions League. Not quite.
Well, yeah, you can't take anything for granted. It's like I said, the last game of the season against Middlesbrough, everyone just seemed to think it was a foregone conclusion that, you know, we'll beat an already relegated Middlesbrough and, you know, we'll get in the top four. But you can't take anything for granted, and that's the same with this qualifying round now, because, you know, yeah, sure, Liverpool should get through, and I think the second leg will probably be at Anfield. So, you know, if the first leg we do struggle away from home, at least we can try and turn it around on a big European night at Anfield. So you would expect Liverpool to get through, but you just never know. I mean, some of these teams that you could face, they're no mugs, are they? You know, if you get someone like Sporting Lisbon or, you know, Nice, or a difficult trip to, like, you know, CSK Moscow or somewhere, they're not going to be easy games, are they? So you can't take it for granted, but you'd like to think Liverpool, with a couple of additions before that game, before that tie, that we'll have enough to get through to the group stage.
And Mickey, finally, you're not taking your holidays at the end of July, are you, when Everton have got to kick off their campaign?
No, it's going to be, it's an early start for them, isn't it? Obviously, you know, Europa League, like early rounds, and I think we're somewhere as well, they're going to try and fit it there. I saw the Tanzania in as well, I believe. So
you're not doing that one.
No, I think that, you know, they're going to rack up the air miles there, aren't they? But yeah, it's an early start, and that's why I think a lot of Evertonians are sort of, you know, they're looking at sort of already, you know, like clubs are making the moves. And I think, you know, a lot of the fans are sort of saying, look, we need to get our business done early.
Yeah.
Because it isn't, you know, such an early start. You want your squad settled before, you know, before you kick off into the season. So, but I know it's easier said than done. So, yeah, that's to say, an early start for us.
Steve Hoddersall's kick-off. This is Radio City Talk.